some of the more controversial things that can happen.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're just gonna. But really, no good reason why they aren't invited.
Yeah.
They just didn't want them there.
Yeah.
Because of the homo.
Are they gonna let, like, the local hardware store?
Yeah, everyone else?
Okay.
Come on in.
Okay.
The gays? No, not you. Now, understandably, the gays, not happy with this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So they took it to court, and the judge ruled, like, no, that's free speech. Like,
that is discrimination.
Yeah. That is textbook discrimination.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like the gays,
yes,
doesn't mean that they can't march and wave in your Santa Claus parade.
Yeah.
And guess what they did? They marched and waved. There was no politics, no scandal.
If they had showed up the year before to march in the Prattville, Alabama Santa Claus parade, and they did weird stuff last year that was inappropriate for family viewing, I would side with the city and say, you know, maybe give them a couple years cool down period. We don't trust them anymore. That's not at all what happened. It was just, we don't want you because ... which is, yeah, that's not how it works. The United States obviously has a different legal system than we have here, but still, excluding people based on immutable characteristics, there's a lot of case law about that.
Now, I do wonder, because we have spoken many a time.
Yes.
About how pride parades, it's a party, and we get to decide who's invited.
Yes.
Famously, members of parliament are frequently not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Political premiers who are trying to attack various human rights, often not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Premier
of Newfoundland is invited.
I don't know, I do understand the potential hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah.
Of us saying that queer folks should get to decide who gets to march in the parade.
Yeah.
And also, they don't.
Well, the general idea is, the rare occasions when groups are told they're not allowed to march in pride parades, it's because of inappropriate behavior or counter-narrative behavior, let's say, that they've done recently. Now, one of the issues with pride parades or pride groups marching in something like a Santa Claus parade, Santa Claus parades are supposed to be like family-friendly events, but you do have things like PFLAG, the parents and friends of lesbians and gays.
Mm-hmm.
So you have family organizations oriented towards families with
queer families.
With LGBT children or LGBT parents who've adopted children. So there are queer family organizations. And often they just march under the pride banner because maybe the local Prattville, Alabama organization haven't organized.
It's three people.
It's three people. Yeah. So they march under the banner of the local pride group because that's the closest thing they have to an organized group in their community.
Now, you said earlier about the idea of discrimination on a immutable characteristics.
Yeah.
Just, you can't change the fact you're gay.
Yeah.
Not realistically, no. And, but you can change the fact that you're a bigot. You know what I mean? Like, that is...
Well, some would say you can't, but...
And the Vancouver Pride, I think, is a good example. They apply a rule. In order to participate in the parade, you have to uphold a certain standard, you know, agree to a certain amount of lack of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And that rule is applied to every single group the same.
Yes.
So they're not singling out the Conservative Party of wherever just because.
Yeah.
It's that this new rule, a few people don't meet it, including certain political parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It is. I just want to take a moment to clock that I do recognize the potential for hypocrisy.
Yeah.
In saying that we get to choose who marches in our parade, but you have to let us march in your parade.
That is something that needs to be said out loud, because that part of the message does get lost sometimes. But why that is not hypocritical.
And just to be clarified, in Prattville, Alabama, it was because they were gay.
Yeah.
And that was it. There was nothing else about what they planned to do. They were going to follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
They complied with every criteria.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference was their gayness.
Yeah.
And then when you look at organizations, the way pride organizations have excluded people, it is typically because of actions that are anti-LGBTQ that can be pointed to. So it is reflecting their behaviors that isn't in line. And
there have been local level controversies in the past of pride organizations not letting other LGBT organizations run, or not run, but march in the parade, because the organizer of that group was like an ex after a bad breakup with the chair of the pride organization, and just to spite them, they don't let their group march. That kind of thing does happen, but it tends to get called out within the community as being like, what is this? What are you doing? This is personal, and that's not what this is about. So these things can happen, unfortunately. There are news stories like that over the past few years. It's been a while since we've seen a story like that, but we've seen things like that out of Toronto a couple of times. Like the conflicts between the Church Street Pride organization and the Queen West Village Pride organization.
Yeah. Or the anti-Pride Pride man. No, the Alt-Pride. That was it.
Alt-Pride is in Queen Street West. And then there's the Beaches Pride, which is like a non-Pride, which is... Yeah, Toronto has a thing going on. But sometimes the people are told that they are not allowed to march. That's mostly in the Alt-Pride. And Beaches, they don't even have a parade. They don't care. But there are conflicts within the community that can be like that as well. So I don't want to... like, make us look like angels, because we have internal issues as well. But certainly, like, Vancouver Pride is actually kind of the flag bearer for how to do it right.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we will be jumping to a...
Toronto is famously the flag bearer for how to do it the worstiest way.
The worstiest way ever. All right, this is Hey You by the Mod Sets Band. And following that, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit with Last Day from Ocan. Some Cuban jazz fusion. We've been feeling like a jazzy vibe today. So as I said earlier, Hey You by the Mod Set Band. This is also a jazz band. And following that, we have Ocan with Last Day. And we will be back just after this. Thank you.
get to say goodbye. You don't get to stay in peace. You don't get to tell me why. You don't get to stay with me. You will be on the other side, where the darkness meets with lies. You will pay for every time that I cried and cried and cried. You don't get to be the victim. You don't get to be the one. You will never be the same. You'll be always what you are. Don't forget I always tried. Don't forget I was right there. Don't forget I changed my life. I won't forget you.
Welcome back to Canque, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we referenced how we were talking about the Wicked movie. And how
you were talking about the Wicked movie.
I was talking about the Wicked movie. I mean, I could talk about Jonathan Bailey any day, every day. Exactly. If he wants to talk to me, I'm welcome. Jonathan Bailey, if you are listening, my number is 613. I'm not putting my number on the radio. But we talked about how sometimes the Wizard of Oz universe sort of cycles back in and out of queer culture in different ways. And
yes.
Specifically, we talked about the breaking news of the ruby slippers that got stolen by, like, a man in his 60s who lived two doors down and just, like, walked in, nicked them and walked home. Like, that was it. And they were missing for, like, 40-odd years or something ridiculous like that. 13. They were lost for 13 years and then refound when he was like, okay, fine. It was me. I nicked them. They went on sale They were just auctioned off, and they've been auctioned off for $32.5 million. That is a pricey pair of shoes, if ever I saw some.
Ooh. All I can think of is the economic theory that something is worth what you're willing to pay for them, and that's about it. Also, it's kind of weird that this is, on the one hand, these are a cultural artifact. They were in a history-making movie, but this is also a much ado about a used pair of women's shoes, and there's kind of an odd implication to that that I think people are skating past. I don't know why I brought that up. I just did. Whatever.
Absolutely. I also mentioned that the musical was based on the book, which is based on Wizard of Oz, which is based on another book. But the author of the...
Books. There's like books, 18 of them.
So many books. But the author of Wicked, by the way, the book is maybe not appropriate for kids. We mentioned that on last week's show. Mm-hmm. But the author of Wicked is like, yeah, there is sexual undertones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, it's a little bit more explicit in the book.
Yeah.
The two of them don't have a, you know, sapphic romance.
Okay.
But there is some tension. It makes
with
me
the
think,
flying monkeys.
Not with the flying monkeys.
There's sort of a Harambe, sexy Harambe kind of.
The flying monkeys are not giving sexy Harambe. That is not the vibe. But rather, you know, they're.
Wasn't like, it yeah. this year there's that sexy gorilla meme? There's that muscular gorilla in some museum, not museum, animal museum, a zoo. There's a zoo somewhere with a muscular gorilla that turned into a meme that all the ladies were like, ooh, sexy gorilla. And everyone's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a decision between choosing a man, the bear, or the sexy gorilla.
I think I know. It's been a weird year for memes.
It has been an unusual year for memes, for sure. Yeah, so it turns out that there is sexual attention, and maybe Qatar was onto something.
Okay.
When they banned the movie for being a little bit too gay.
Okay.
Because turns out, a little bit gay.
Okay.
Actual truth. Now, the World Championship, the World Cup, sorry, the Men's World Cup for 2034 will be going to Saudi Arabia. They became the sole bidder after nobody else got enough support to put a bid in. Australia and New Zealand withdrew their bid. The reason why this is gay news, because if you're a fan of soccer or football, depending on where you are, maybe don't go to that one. Maybe if you are gay, going to a country that criminalizes homosexuality, mm-hmm. not ideal. Mm-hmm. Not ideal.
Unless you're rich.
Unless you're wealthy. Yeah. Actually, if you're a tourist, you're probably fine. But I think it says something where the organizers of the World Cup clearly did not see that as an issue when deciding about the bid. I mean, they also didn't see football pitches in the middle of a desert as an issue either, but apparently the human rights track record of Saudi Arabia did not put off FIFA. Now, you must know that FIFA is a bastion of solid moral authority.
Oh, yes.
And in no way whatsoever has anyone accused them of being corrupt at all. Cough, 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 cough.
Maybe they'll do it in The Line. Remember The Line? Remember that meme? That was a this year meme where they were going to build that super city of the future that was like 2 meters wide and 100 kilometers long in the desert. It was just going to be made out of mirrors and trains. You remember that?
Yeah.
They started building it. They weren't joking.
If you don't want to go and potentially be arrested in Saudi Arabia, there is an option for the 2030 gay games.
Oh, okay.
They've shortlisted them. Perth is in the shortlist. I believe Auckland in New Zealand is in the short. I'd love to go to Auckland.
Okay.
I would love to visit. Actually, I believe we're carried on the station. I think it's Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So, yeah, Cape Town, Taipei... Melbourne, I think they've shortlisted it from there, but yeah, Edmonton was even in the running as well.
Over the past year, there's been so much news from Argentina, and every time I see Argentina in the background, I think, why don't Canadians go to South America more?
Yeah.
Buenos Aires looks beautiful.
Well,
and quite temperate as well. It's not as warm as, I don't know, I just always assumed it was...
Porto Valletta. That's Port- it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very different.
I was like, there's like a go-to gay place in the Caribbean, and I'm just can't put my finger on it. But yeah, it has been shortlisted to Auckland, Perth, or Denver. So, yeah, if you want to go and check out the gay games.
With apologies to Denver, I didn't mean to laugh at you. I'm sure it's a beautiful city.
Yeah. Australia also announced a 10-year action plan on LGBTQ health that's coming out for, obviously, over the next 10
what
years.
What does that mean? What is an action plan?
We love an action plan.
Well, no, I'm hesitant about
it. We haven't read it yet.
I love a good action plan.
We
but,
do love.
But you know, a third of action
the
plans
The Welsh
are...
government's LGBTQ action plan, top shelf action plan.
An actual action plan, not just a bunch of marketing.
No. Okay. No. But they are the Australians are putting out an action plan. We'll take a look at it, see what it what they're planning to action.
Once they publish.
Absolutely. But it's exciting. We have run out of news. We've run out of time as well of news.
Uh-huh.
We are playing out with our last track of the day. This is a cover of a Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love, by the incredible Annabelle Trostek. I've been Luke Smith.
And I've been Sebastian. And thank you for listening.
Dance me to the end of
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.